Hello, friends. Welcome to the Live Boldly podcast with Sarah Shulton Kranz. This is an inspiring podcast for those seeking proven ways of healing, growing, and transcending their lives. I am a legendary leader in healing, acclaimed author, keynote and TEDx speaker, a mom, an adventurer, and a believer in all things possible. My mission is to guide others to live their life boldly, regardless of circumstances. I believe we all have the power to overcome and lead joy-filled, happy lives. Recorded from the trail or in my office, every other week I share inspiring stories from everyday people because we all deserve to be heard. You will also hear from hand-picked professionals ready to guide you beside me. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey friends, welcome to the Live Boldly podcast with Sarah Shulton Kranz. Today we're going to talk about time. This is what brought this up to the surface. Yesterday I was talking to somebody and they said, "You're just so calm." And yeah, coming off of the Sierra High route, I feel like a new version of me. There's this whole, I don't know, peacefulness, I guess, around me that I don't want to deal with bullshit anymore. I set that crap down. Nobody's drama. Let's set some boundaries. Let's move on life and enjoy and create what we want. And so he asked me, he said, "Well, like what makes you mad? What gets you angry? Where does your rage come from?" And I was like, "I don't really know. I don't think I mean, there's some things that bug me." And then today it happened. Today I went in to take my car. I had to release or purchase my vehicle, had to make some decisions. And when I was sitting across from the salesperson and I was saying, "Hey, here's what I want. This is what I'm looking for. Here's how much I'm willing to pay. What can you do for me?" He kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then at one point he actually screwed up the deal and I called him out on it. And I was sitting in there for 2 hours and the deal never got done. The freaking deal never got done. And I texted this friend of mine from yesterday and I said, "You know what? I'm going to tell you what drives me crazy. What drives me crazy is when people waste time. You want to waste your own time? Totally cool. That's your decision. That's your choice. Don't waste mine. If something isn't working, if the negotiations aren't coming out as they need to, if the relationship isn't happening as you would hope, right? Then stop wasting everybody's time and make a choice. Make a choice, a decision, be communicative, and let's move on. Get the negotiations done. It's not that hard." What bugged me was when I was super clear in my communication. And I will say, I was really proud of myself. When I got frustrated and when my anxiety started to go up, I looked at him and I said, "You know what? It's time I take a glass of water and I go outside and I take some breaths and I am going to sit here and think about this. Like, what do I need right now?" And I said, "I will come back to you and then we can keep the conversation flowing." Now, what bugged me was that when I was in negotiations with him and when I was being very clear, I set my expectations, right? My agreements. This is what I need. These are my expectations in order to get to this agreement, the negotiation, the signed contract, everything. And he didn't hear me. He seriously freaking didn't listen. It was like, "Hello, dude, this is what I was asking for. This is what I was saying. This is what I need. And if you cannot come back with what I need, let's meet halfway." That's all I kept saying. Let's meet halfway. Now here's where it gets interesting. So he had walked away from the desk and he said, "Okay, well, let me try this one." Cause I finally said, "Look, here's the deal. This is my final. This is what I'm willing to do. I would love to meet you halfway. I would love to meet you in this space. Can you do that?" And he said, "Well, they're not going to let me." And I said, "How do you know unless you ask? Go and ask your manager. Better yet, bring your manager down here. I would love to have a conversation with the manager and see what's possible." And so he went up to get the manager and it took so long that I actually picked up my purse, picked up my belongings and was like starting to step out that door. And the manager and he saw me and they came down the stairs and they said, "Hold up, what's going on? What's going on?" I said, "You know what?" And I looked at the manager and I said, "I'm trying here. I'm really trying." Now think about any relationship, any business deal, any contract, any negotiation, any client, any friend, anything, right? Where you then step into the space of, I could have gotten really angry, could have gotten really mad, could have gotten whatever. And I didn't. I took a breath and I just looked at him and I said, I'm trying. I'm really trying to give you, to explain to you what it is that I need, why I need it. I even explained to him, this is my plan. I have a plan. My plan is to get this car. And then in the next year, when my other son, my youngest is 16, we can pass cars down. I said, and all I need is open communication. That's it. Tell me, can you do this? Can you not do this? What can you do? What can you bring to the table so that we can work together and continue this relationship? Because I've been a client of yours now. I've been a customer for probably 12 plus years, and I want to continue being that customer. I want to continue being loyal to you because once I like you, I am loyal to you until the communication, the relationship breaks in whatever form that is. And I said to him, now this was a new salesperson I was also with, not the manager, the salesperson that I was with. So I was also giving him grace because, you know, he's in learning mode. And the manager looked at me and said, let me see what I can do. Give me 5 minutes. And I said, okay, my son's waiting at home. He's locked out of the house. Coincidentally, I need to get going. I've got a call to jump on as well. So he ended up going back to the number game and he came down and he did better than what I actually was asking for. And I said, thank you. I said, this is all I needed and you didn't have to go above and beyond and you did. And I appreciate that. So I said, if you don't mind, I do have to get home. I don't have time to sign papers. Could I please take this with me and come back this evening once I eat? Because we all know when Sarah doesn't eat, if you don't know this about me, I need food. Otherwise, I get cranky. That and sleep. I know that about me. And I said, I would love the space and time to really sit with it, to think about it, and then come back and close out this deal and get these negotiations done and the contract signed. And he said, absolutely, that will totally work for us. Now, here is where I want to really remind everybody of something. Okay, there is a relationship. And within every relationship, you need to have three things. Okay, now I'm going to also say that there's a fourth that's very important. To create a relationship, you need trust, you need respect, and you need shared goals. When we lose trust within the relationship, because we're not listening, we're not communicating, we're not hearing, we're not stepping in, we're not meeting the other person halfway. When we lose the trust, when we lose the respect, right? When we lose the shared goals, when we start to lose all of that, there is no relationship. And so what I needed in that moment was my trust regained within the, you know, within, I'm not going to state where it was, but within that car dealership. I needed to feel respected because right then my time was being wasted and I was really annoyed. And I explained that to them. I said, I'm a single mom. I'm running a business. I've got meetings. I blocked out my time right now for this, and it's not being respected. And I need to get this done because, well, because my lease is up and you guys need your car back, right? And then the last thing is the shared goals. If we're not going to have the trust and the respect, how can we get to the shared goals to make the relationship work, right? And then in the center of that, there's communication. We have to have open, honest communication, not only with the other person, but with self first. So checking ourselves when we're in this state, but then also being able to come to the table, a creative, resourceful, and whole human being with honest communication so that we can also be truthful with one another. Okay. Now, the time thing, this is where it gets really interesting. I don't know about you, but there's been many relationships where a lot of time and energy has been put into them. And then I found out that they weren't what I thought they were. When we're not showing up to a relationship as a creative, resourceful, whole human being, looking at the parts of a relationship that are really important, trust, respect, shared goals, open communication, we are wasting time. And who needs to waste any more time in this lifetime? Not me, not you, not anybody. More importantly, though, if you are not showing up right within the relationship or within that space, within the business deal, as a client, whatever it is, right? If you're not showing up in the space that will come to a healthy relationship, if you're not showing up as your creative, resourceful, and whole human being, showing up as you 100%, open communication, dialogue, all of those things, stop wasting the other person's time. Please stop wasting the other person's time as well. It's not only about your time, it's also the other person's time. And so when I was sitting there and I'm like, I got a kid to get home to, I'm hungry, I haven't eaten, I've got, you know, work that I could be getting done right now. And all we had to do was to be open, honest, and negotiate from the beginning. And look at, we would have had 2 hours left. Like, we would have had 2 hours back. That's what I literally said. I said, we could have had 2 hours back into our life. And what could we have done in those 2 hours? A lot. I would have taken you to In-N-Out because I'm really hungry. Honestly, though, right? So really sit with, what do I need? What does the other person need? If it's not working, then just communicate that. Let's get to a place that works for the both of us. Let's move on if we need to. Let's step away if that's what is being called. And let's not waste any more time in life, because time is our most valuable asset. I know it is for me. Simply having lost my mom recently, I look at it like time is my most valuable asset. And I am very careful how I spend that time that is remaining. So I hope you do too. I hope this helps. I hope that you can grab your journal and take some notes, go back and listen to it, share it with those people that you love, that you cherish, that you honor, that you think might could use a little bit of the nugget of information. And let's keep this ripple of learning going for one another. If you put this into your social media, please tag me. I would love to reshare and to tag along the way as well. And let's build out this podcast. Joe and I have some really big measures that we are putting down, some big goals that we have set for ourselves. And so we need all of you to help to spread the word so that we can reach those goals. Because as I always say, we are in this together. I believe in you, us, always. Have a great rest of your day. Spend it wisely. Spend your time wisely. My friends, thank you for listening to the Live Boldly podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I am so grateful to have you here. I'd love to invite you over to sarahschultingcranz.com to receive 5 free meditations recorded by me, or download your free guide on how nature is your perfect healing therapy. My site has many free resources to guide you on your life journey, many that I used myself while on my road from victim to survivor. And also, please, I ask that you share my podcast with those who may need inspiration, information, or who may need to hear from others going through where they are right now. To grow this podcast, please leave an iTunes review and subscribe. Go find it on other platforms such as Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. Please also go to my Instagram or Facebook page, leave a message in my comments, and tell me what you think of this episode. Please share in your stories and tag me. I'd love to reshare and celebrate your healing journey. I love hearing from each one of you. Let's keep the ripple going. It begins with each one of us. I love you. And as I always say, I believe in you, us, always.